ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 टेक्स्ट नंबर चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट नंबर 25। एवं विधा अनेक गुणः सह राजा पर आत्मनि ब्रह्मणि वासुदेवे क्रियाकलापै समुवाह भक्तिं यया आविरिञ्चयान् निरयान् चकार। फैन लगन फैन किधर फैन। एवं विदानेक गुणः स राजा परात्मनि ब्रह्मणि वासुदेवे क्रियाकलापै समुवाह भक्तिम् यया विरिञ्चयान् निरयांश्चकार। एवं विधानेक गुणस्त राजा परात्मनि ब्रह्मणि वासुदेवे क्रियाकलापै समुवाह भक्तिम् याया विरिञ्चयन् निरयांश्चकार। एवं विधानेक गुणस्य राजा परात्मनि ब्रह्मणि वासुदेवे क्रियाकलापै समुवाह भक्तिम् यया विरिञ्चयान् निरयांश्चकार। एवं इन दिस वे विधा अनेक गुणः एंडोर्ड विथ वैरायटीज ऑफ गुड क्वालिटीज सह ही महाराज अम्बरीश राजा द किंग पर आत्मनि अंटू द सुपर सोल ब्रह्मणि अंटू ब्रह्मन वासुदेवे अंटू द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड एट कृष्णा वासुदेवा क्रियाकलापै बाय प्रैक्टिकल एक्टिविटीज समुवाह एग्जीक्यूटेड भक्तिम डिवोशनल सर्विस यया बाय सच एक्टिविटीज आविरिंचयान बिगिनिंग फ्रॉम द टॉप मोस्ट प्लैनेट निरयान डाउन टू द हेलिश प्लैनेट चकार ही एक्सपीरियंस दैट there is danger everywhere. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In this way, because of devotional service, Maharaj Ambarisha, who was endowed with varieties of transcendental qualities, was completely aware of Brahman, Paramatma and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus he executed devotional service perfectly. Because of his devotion, he taught even the topmost planet of this material world, no better than the hellish planets. Purport. An exalted and pure devotee like Maharaj Ambarisha, he is in full awareness of Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. In other words, a devotee of Vasudeva, Krishna, he is in full knowledge of the other features of the Absolute Truth. The Absolute Truth is realized in three features, Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Brahmaiti Paramatmeti Bhagavan iti Shabdyate. A devotee of the Supreme Personality God at Vasudeva knows everything. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Because Vasudeva, Krishna, includes both Paramatma and Brahman. One does not have to realize Paramatma by the yoga system. For the devotee always thinking of the Vasudeva is the topmost yogi. Yoginam api sarvesham. And as far as jnana is concerned, if one is a perfect devotee of Vasudeva, he is the greatest Mahatma. Vasudevaha Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudurlabaha. A Mahatma is one who has full knowledge of the Absolute Truth. Thus Maharaj Ambarisha, being a devotee of the Personality of Godhead, was in full awareness of Paramatma, Brahman and Maya, the material world, the spiritual world, and how things are going on everywhere. Everything was known to him. Yasmin vijnate sarvam, evam vijnatam bhavati. Because the devotee knows Vasudeva, he knows everything within the creation of Vasudeva. Vasudevaha sarvamiti samahatma surlabaha. Such a devotee does not give much value to the highest standard of happiness within this material world. Narayana paraha sarve na kutashchana vibhyati svarga apavarga narkeshu api tulyartha darshinaha. Because he is fixed in devotional service, a bona fide devotee, a devotee does not regard any position in the material world as important. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati has therefore written Chaitanya Chandramrita, Kaivalyam Narakayate Tridashapura Akasha Pushpayate Durdantendriya Kala Sarpa Patali प्रोत्काट दंष्ट्रायते विश्वं पूर्ण सुखायते विधि महेंद्राय दिश्च कीतायते यत् कारुण्य कटाक्ष वैभववतां तं गौरं एव सुमहा. For one who becomes a pure devotee through devotion service to great personalities like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kaivalya or merging into Brahman appears no better than hell. As far as the heavenly planets are concerned, to a devotee, they are like a phantasmagoria or will-o-wisp. And as far as yogic perfection is concerned, a devotee does not care a fig for such perfection. since the purpose of yogic perfection is achieved automatically by the devotee. This is all possible when one becomes a devotee of the Lord through the medium of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions. Om Ajnana Timrindusya Jnananjana Salakya Chakshur Militangena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gauravaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Here Maharaj Ambarish's glorious qualities are being described. Now Ambarish Maharaj was severely tested and then he came out victorious. How a devotee would behave in the times of very great distress also, like adversity, right? So he, even though Durvas Muni tried to trouble him so much, still he was not at all disturbed. And not only that, he was not even angry with him. He was not thinking, I am such a great devotee, he offended me and all that. You know, he waited for him. That is why in this verse it is described. Vidha aneka gunaha, endowed with varieties of good qualities. There is one very nice anecdote. Once one lady, she was writing some book, reading some book. So in that she read one very interesting sentence that the man, the silversmith, he took the metal, threw into the fire and sat watching. What is that? The man, the silversmith, took the metal, threw the metal into the fire and sat watching. So she was surprised why he would do that and why he was, you know, sitting and watching it. Then actually she went to a silversmith and then she observed what he does. So actually he takes the silver and then throws into the fire and sits watching. She asked, why are you doing this? Why you have to sit and watch? Then he replied that I have to observe, you know, how it is being heated, and at one particular temperature, you know, I have to take it out. Otherwise, it will get burnt. Then it becomes useless for making any jewelry. Then she asked, how do you know that a particular temperature has reached that you have to take it out? Then he said, I can see myself in the fire. In the same way, comparison is given that the God, you know, takes us and throws us into the fire of material existence, and then he keeps watching. So when he would take us out, when he sees himself in us, that means when we develop divine qualities in us, right? Yasyasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana. So that is why a pure devotee of the Lord is endowed with all divine qualities, because Krishna bestows them all these divine qualities, being pleased. Not only that, Lord Krishna is so affectionate towards Maharaj Ambarisha because of his wonderful qualities that he is always worried. And that is why it is said in Devi Bhagavatam that Lord Krishna declared that there are two dearmost personalities to me. One is Lord Shiva, another is Sudarshan Chakra. So such Sudarshan Chakra Lord Krishna left with Ambarish Maharaj, right? Amrish Maharaj. So it is given in the Acharya's commentaries that even after leaving the Sudarshan Chakra with Amrish Maharaj, still he is worried about his safety. Still worried about his safety. So that much affection he has got. So that is the nature of a pure devotee of the Lord. The Lord, like many times I explained, once Yudhishthira Maharaj, he came to meet Lord Krishna in Hastinapur, in his palace. At that time, Krishna was in meditation. He was doing dhyana. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj sat there watching Krishna. Then after some time, Krishna came out of his dhyana. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj was surprised that, "My dear Lord, on whom you are meditating? We meditate on you. On whom you are meditating?" Lord Krishna smiled and said, "I am meditating on Bhishma Dev." So that is the nature of Krishna. All the pure devotees of the Lord, they always meditate, think about Krishna. And then Krishna is also very fond of thinking of his own devotees. Like that. So, for such devotees, all the, you know, this Paratattva is revealed. Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan, knowledge of, you know, these three features. Once Amrita Desai, some yogi, he came to meet Srila Prabhupada in Mumbai only, here only. So he said, "Swamiji, I have so much love for you. I love you so much. That is why I could not stop myself. I came to meet you." Then Srila Prabhupada said, "Oh, thank you very much." Then he said, "You are very, very daring. You are very, very daring. You know, all these yogis, so many yogis came to America. They are very afraid to introduce this chanting and dancing and deity worship. But you are very daring. You know, you have introduced this. You know, others, all others, they are afraid." So Srila Prabhupada replied, "All these yogis, including Vivekananda, whoever came to India, America, they are simply cheated. They did not introduce Krishna consciousness, Krishna bhakti." And then that man was saying, "No, no, they are not cheated, they are afraid." But Srila Prabhupada replied, "Why they have to be afraid? They did not introduce this because they did not know the truth. They did not know the truth. If somebody knows the truth, why one will be afraid? Right? Why one will be afraid?" Like that. So, "I am very, very thankful to you," he was saying, "that now I also started chanting and doing deity worship. And then I have introduced all my disciples also to chant and do deity worship. And then I have introduced Krishna. So this credit goes to you only, Swamiji." Prabhupada said, "Thank you very much that you have said that." Like that. So Prabhupada is saying, one who knows the truth, you know, why will be afraid, right? Why will be afraid to say that? And then he will never compromise also. That is why Prabhupada was saying that once Trivikram Maharaj, he was there, and then he saw Dr. Patel in 1977 only. He saw Dr. Patel conversing with Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada was telling him something. "Oh," Trivikram Maharaj told, "Oh, Dr. Patel, you are the one. I heard Prabhupada chastising you very heavily. But now you cool down a little bit." Dr. Patel said, "Yes, yes. that time I am a big Mayavadi. Because of association with Swamiji, I changed a little bit, a lot. Now I started reading Vaishnava commentaries on Bhagavad Gita. Previously I used to read Shankara commentary and all. Now I started reading Swamiji's commentary, and then even I read Ramanuja's commentary also. Then he told Swamiji, your commentary and Ramanuja's commentary, they don't differ so much. Srila Prabhupada smiled and said, if I differ from previous Acharya, how I can be an Acharya? Right? How I can be an Acharya? So all these Acharyas, Prabhupada, even including Prabhupada says, Sripa Shankaracharya, have, established this truth that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Prabhupada said that why all these people, then one person Prabhupada was saying that one person brought one India map showing all these Swamis where their ashrams are situated all over India. Prabhupada said, see this Rajneesh, they were calling him Bhagavan. They were calling him Bhagavan. And that Calcutta, Prabhupada always used to say, my disciples, they would not like to even pass urine, near their ashram. he was very, categorical. All this nonsense. What I asked him, what is the use of, doing all this, propaganda, this, map and all that. Then Dr. Patel said, Swamiji, whatever it is, they have got some vibhuti. They have got some vibhuti. They have got some opulence. Prabhupada said, yes, yes. They have got a vibhuti of cheating everybody. Right? I am the only one, who is telling the truth. What is this nonsense, Bhagavan? Then Dr. Patel said, I was also analyzing Bhagavan Rajneesh. I am also understanding that he is not proper. Prabhupada said, I have already analyzed. I have only one analysis. Our analysis is very simple. Now, why you are wasting your time analyzing so much? My analysis is very simple. Then Trikumaraj asked, Prabhupada, what is your analysis? My analysis is simple. Name dushkritino mudha, namam dushkritino mudha, prapadyante naradama. Right? And he said, maya apahuta jnanam, asurim bhava mashita. My analysis is very simple. You check if somebody is a devotee of Krishna or not a devotee of Krishna. If somebody is a devotee of Krishna, he is Mahatma. If somebody is not a devotee of Krishna, he is a rogue. He is a rogue number one. We just reject such people. So our analysis is very simple. Just whether check whether somebody is a devotee of Krishna or not. And then Prabhupada was saying about Aurobindo and all. And how, he is saying, simply think of me. What is the use of simply thinking of that guy? Prabhupada, somebody was saying, this transcendental meditation, Rameshwar Prabhu was saying, that this transcendental meditation, they have got 6 million people. They say, we are actually putting ourselves under so much stress, because Rameshwar Maharaj, he argued with them, that you are all, drinking alcohol, eating meat, and womanizing and all, and then what is the use of your 20 minute meditation? No, they said, no, you are actually Hare Krishnas, you are putting under yourself under so much stress. So why should, we will gradually give up. So Prabhupada made one very nice point. Said, if you have to really gradually give up, why not give up now? If you have to gradually give up in the end, why not give up now? No, they are saying that you are putting yourself under stress. Prabhupada said, no, we are not under any stress. We are very happy to give up all these things. Prabhupada is saying that because you cannot give up, that is why you are saying, we'll give up later. But we don't have any such problem. So Prabhupada is saying that actually this is the power of Krishna consciousness. Right? You simply chant Hare Krishna, worship the deity and read Bhagavatam. You don't have to give them up. They will only will leave you and go. Okay? You don't have to try, hard to giving them up. Right? So not only that, devotees of Krishna, you know, like Ambarish Maharaj, he is saying that he is thinking that even you know this going to heaven and all is useless, right? In Prahlad Maharaj also says, you know, Matirna Krishna Parata Svathova Nito Vipadyeta Grahavratana. Right? Andayatende Upaniyamanas Tepish Tantra. In this verse only it's no. Adanta Gobir Vishatanta Mishnam Punas Punas Charvita Charvananam. Right? So, Vishnu Jagrata Thakur gave a very telling commentary on this. You'll be amazed to hear. He says, what is this punas punas charvita charvananam? You know, going to heaven also is punas punas charvita charvananam. Then Vishwanath Thakur says that actually there is no difference between prostitute houses and heavenly planets. You know, so punas punas charvita charvananam, you know, enjoying the same lady who is enjoyed by someone else. So this is punas punas charvita charvananam. So a devotee of Krishna, for him going to heaven is also actually hell. And then what to speak of, like Prahlad Maharaj says, my dear Lord, you are the in charge of all the birth, you know, moksha, you are known as Mukunda. But foolish people like me aspire for that such kind of sense enjoyment, you know, such kind of sense enjoyment, which is available even to cats and dogs also. Even the pigs also, they can enjoy better than human beings. Like that. So, it is very, very important to understand, you know, the tattva of Krishna, Krishna, you know, yomam ajam, yomam evam asamudo, janati purushottamam, sa sarva vidbhajati mam, sarva bhavena bharata. Right? Yomam evam asammudo. Anybody who knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purushottama, you know, without doubt, you know, then vid bhajati mam. Vid means knowing. He knows everything. He knows all Vedas. Everything. And the conclusion of Vedas also. And then he will worship me with great love. With great love. So, Buddha Bhava Samanvita, this word is always is coming. You know. So one has to understand who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, what is the you know tattva behind, you know, how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then you know everything. Like Prabhupada says that anybody who dresses the deities, every time you dress the deity, right? Tadaras Vihari or Sitaram Vishwanman, you get the result of reading all Vedas. Dressing the deity means you know everything. That means you have studied Vedas, all four Vedas, 180 Upanishads that day. Right? Like that. So that is so glorious about regarding, you know, doing Shrungar for the Lord. Right? Once some demigods, they have had a fight with demons, and they've conquered the demons very easily. And all the demigods, they became very proud that because of me, everybody started arguing that because of my strength, we could defeat. Because of my strength, we could defeat. Like that, they started arguing amongst each other. Then they wanted to find out, you know, because of whom, you know, we had won. Then they heard one Akashvani. Akashvani, my dear demigods, why are you fighting like this? Let us have a test. You know, there is a piece of grass floating in front of you. Whoever can move it, he is the perfect. He is the God. Like that. So why they said, you know, I only brought this here. So then one piece of grass, you know, Trina, he started, you know, came flying there. Then, I only, because of me only, it came here flying. Hey, just like that I will, you know, throw it out. So he tried to move it with all the strength, Vayudev, You know, Vaidev is known as a very strong person. He could not move it. Then Agni came. Agni came and then Agni tried to burn it. All around that piece of grass burnt, but that piece of grass could not burn. It remained intact. And then Indra came. And then Indra gave so much rain. Like that all the demigods, they came and tried to dislodge that piece of grass. But they could not move it. They could not move it. And then Akashvani said, now what happened? Right? All of you have failed. That means all of you are not God. So who is that person, you know, who gave you the strength, and then who can make it move? Right? Then they all said, they asked this question, Kena, Kena, Kena. You know, who is that? Who is that? There is something called Kena Upanishad. Right? Kena Upanishad. It came. So, it is said that Sabdajala Maharanyam, Sabdajala Maharanyam, Na Muktaye, Na Muktaye. Actually, it is all these Upanishads. You know, there are so many Upanishads. Out of them, 108 are very important. And then out of 108, 11 are very, very important. Right? One of them was in Isha Upanishad. That is, Prabhupada commented on that. Then one of them was Kena Upanishad. Right? That is why it is said, Sabdajalam Maharanyam, Na Muktaye, Na Muktaye. All these Upanishads, they don't give direct meaning of, you know, their tattva and all that. So, they somebody who is stuck in the forest, you know, he cannot actually find out the way out. Very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. So, all these Upanishads and all, simply reading, you know, then very, very difficult to come to the conclusion. Very, very difficult to come to the conclusion. That is why, previously also I have mentioned that, you know, each Upanishad, each pastime of Krishna, you know, explains one particular Upanishad. Right? So, if somebody reads the pastime of Brahma Vimohan Leela, you know, Brahma stealing the boys, you know, calves and the cow, you know, cowherd boys, one gets the result of reading Gopal Tapa, Brihad Aranyaka Upanishad. So, if you read that pastime of Brahma Vimohan Leela, then there is no need for us to read that Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Like that. So, this Krishna's, in the same way, even though all the Upanishads, they describe the Absolute Truth indirectly, they don't proclaim directly, but Gita Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita is also known as Upanishad. It is Gita Upanishad. Right? But Gita Upanishad gives the essence of all Upanishads, all Vedas, all literatures. So, Mahabharata consisting of 1 lakh verses. It is just like a big akasha. Right? Big sky. And in that sky, there are only 700 verses in Bhagavad Gita. You know, that 700 verses is just like sun. Sun in the sky. Giving light to everywhere, everything. Like that, one should read Mahabharata, but in order to understand tattva in Mahabharata, you know, there are only two things are there. One is Vishnu Sahasranama Stotra, another is, you know, the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, right? So there are actually Pancharatna Gitas are there, you know, Gita, you know, there are five wonderful, glorious Gitas are there, you know, out of that Bhagavad Gita, right? And then Vishnu Sahasranama Stotra, right? Then Bhishma Stuti, and then Anugita is there in this Mahabharata also. And then in Bhagavatam, Gajendra Moksha prayers, Gajendra's prayers. These are called Pancharatna Gitas, right? One must study on a regular basis. And especially this Bhagavad Gita, out of these 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita, right, in the middle of Bhagavad Gita, in 10th chapter, you know, there are 4 verses, right, there are 4 verses given by Lord Krishna. They are 10.8 to 10.11. They are known as Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita. Aham Sarvasya Prabhavaha Matta Sarvam Pravartate Iti Matva Bhajante Mam Buddha Bhava Samanvita. Right? Krishna is saying that this essence, this Bhagavad Gita essence, this Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita is so important that actually in general Krishna only spoke Bhagavad Gita, you know, throughout. Krishna was only speaking. Whenever Arjuna would speak, you know, he would say, he would ask some questions. But after reading, after hearing these 4 verses, Arjuna did not ask any question, but he was giving his opinion. You know, Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. You know, Sarvameta Dritam Manye, Yanmam, Vadasi Keshava, Nahite Bhagavan Vyaktim, Vidurdeva, Nadanava. Right? Whatever you are saying, my dear Lord, I am accepting, O Keshava. Right? How many of you know the meaning of Keshava? Killer of? Or anything else? Beautiful hair. Then? One more meaning is there. Very nice meaning. Keshava. You know, there are two more meanings are there. One who is killer of Keshi demon. Another is one who has a beautiful hair. Another meaning of Keshava is, he can actually decorate the Radharani's hair very beautifully. That is why, you know, kabhi kabhi baal banate the Radharani ka. That is why, also known as Keshava. Another meaning Baldev Vidyabhushan gives, that Ka means Brahma, Isha means Lord Shiva. Right? Ve means binding. So, my dear Lord, Keshava, Arjuna was addressing Krishna as Keshava, because my dear Lord, you are so powerful that you bind Arjuna, Shiva and Brahma also in ignorance, so that they cannot know who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, even that is why Vidurdevana Danava, you know, even the demigods also cannot know, Danavas also cannot know, you know, unless you tell, nobody can know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? Like Atri Muni, he was performing austerities and penances for 10,000 years. Right? Om, Om, he was chanting. Then Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwar, all three of them appeared. And then he did not know who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? So, who are you? Who amongst you is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He was asking. He did not know after doing tapasya for 10,000 years. Then, by the mercy of Prabhupada, even a small child in Hare Krishna movement, he will tell. Who is Krishna? You ask. Once I was asking one devotee's son, who is Krishna? Then immediately replied, you know, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was a small boy, he was chanting in the bead bag and all. Then I said, what are you chanting? He said, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I said, you know, you should chant Om Namah Shivaya. I was joking with him. No! Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. We should chant only His name. It's a small child. You know, like that. So, that is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada. Otherwise, without Prabhupada, nobody would have known that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. It is so difficult. It is, kept away, secret, you know, it is in a treasury box that Krishna is the Supreme. Otherwise, so many people, they keep on, you know, performing austerity and doing this and doing that, like that. So, this verse is very, very important. Aham Sarvasya Prabhuaha Matta Sarvam Pravartate Iti Matva Bhajante Mam Buddha Bhava Samanvita. So, in this commentary is given that actually by influence of my Antaryami Swarupa, you know, people work very hard in this world. And by the influence of my avataras, like Narad Muni and Kumaras, you know, they come to know that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they perform different kinds of sadhanas, bhakti yoga and all that. So, another commentary, it says that, aham sarvasya prabhuha, all the material worlds and all, everything is coming from me. And many people, they think that Krishna has created this world and has withdrawn himself. There is no more control for life. But actually, that is the Krishna refused, he says, that actually, mattah sarvam pravartate. So it shows that all the processes, bhakti yoga, karma yoga, hatha yoga, raja yoga, and you know, jnana yoga, and all the yogas, you know, are given by Krishna only. And Krishna only, out of his mercy, gives the result and fame for that particular person. And especially for those who are practicing devotional service, he bestows special mercy on them, that who are practicing devotional service. Yeah? Then such people, if somebody understands that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what he does, iti matva, after knowing that, Buddha bhava samanvita. Right? Buddha bhava, bhava means love. Right? The preliminary step, you know, before prema, that is bhava. Right? So, Prabhupada says, unless somebody has love, you know, we cannot attract Krishna. You know, so if you want to attract Krishna, we should have love. That's why Vishnu Chakra says that those who know this, you know, they practice sadhana, and all after some time, when they attain love, Buddha Bhava, you know, what happens? They worship me, they do bhajan of me with the Sakya Bhav, Vatsalya Bhav, Dasya Bhav, you know, then Madhurya Bhav, like that. And then such people are known as Buddha, intelligent. Such people are known as intelligent. Like that. And then this Machitta Madgata Prana, Bodhayantaha Parasparam, Katayantascha Mam Nityam, Tushyanticha Ramanticha. My devotees, their thoughts always dwell in me. And they are always thinking about my beautiful form, my beautiful qualities, my beautiful pastimes, Naam Rupa Guna Leela. They are always... Srila Prabhupada says, a devotee of Krishna is always immersed 24 hours in performing loving devotional service to Krishna. You know, and they are always thinking about Krishna. So, in this verse, there are three things. Machitta, Madgata Prana, Bodhayanta, Parasparam and Katayantascha. You know, actually, Srila Prabhupada writes in 7th Canto Bhagavatam, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Purport, that a devotee of Krishna should dedicate his mind, body and words. That's what Krishna is saying, that machitta, you know, my devotee's thoughts are always dwelling on me. You know, I always live in their thoughts. Right? Like that. And then madgata prana. Madgata prana means, Vishnu Chakravarti says, that they cannot live without me. Just like a person cannot live without eating food. Right? Without eating food. And in the same way, madgata prana means body. Right? So their body is always engaged in Krishna's service. Baldev Vidyabhushana says, just like a fish cannot live on the shore, you know, without being in the water. In the same way, a devotee cannot live without doing some devotional service to Krishna. You know, always 24 hours. Right? And then Bodhayanta means enlightening each other, preaching. And then Katayanta means speaking. So, Vishnath Thakur says that of all nine processes, Shravanam, Kirtanam and Smaranam, they are the most important. That's why Krishna here, he is mentioning these three things. Machitta, Madgata Prana, Bodhayanta and Katayantascha Mam Nityam. Like that. And such devotees, Prabhupada writes, they relish happiness while doing seva itself, you know, transcendental happiness. And when they become perfect, they think of their swarupa in the Krishna consciousness in the spiritual world, and they Ramante here, he is not material pleasure. Right? Something, it's not an ordinary pleasure. It is ananda beyond this material consciousness. That is why Vishwanath Thakur says that this is actually indicates Vrindavan pastimes, Raganika Bhakti. Ramante, this four like that. So the devotees, they always should, in ISKCON, when we meet with each other, we hardly speak about Krishna. Right? We hardly speak about Krishna. Devotee association means, devotees, they should read always Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavad Gita. And when the devotees, two devotees meet with each other, they should discuss about Krishna's pastimes and Krishna's tattva. That way, friendship based on discussing about Krishna will increase. Otherwise, simply talking about ISKCON politics, minds become disturbed. Right? So it's very difficult. So this verse should be cornerstone of everybody's life in ISKCON. Machitta madgata prana, bodhayanta parasparam, katyanta shmam nityam, tushyanticha, ramanticha. So actually, Krishna, there is one very interesting pastime in the Mahabharata. When Yudhishthira Maharaj and his brothers and Draupadi, they were in Vanavas, Aranya Parva, Aranyavas. That time, they were, these two personalities, Bhima and Draupadi, they are always very disturbed. They were unable to forget their past. What all insult has happened, especially Draupadi, she was always taunting Yudhishthira Maharaj, that kayar, like that. Then Bhima also, just give me permission, I will just kill them now itself. Like that, they were unable to forget the past. And they were always lamenting and they were in great distress. And then Yudhishthira Maharaj also, he was disturbed by the Draupadi's words and all. I said, no, for me, happiness and distress, they are not important. Sukha and Dukkha are not important. For me, I am following Dharma or not, that is important. Like that. So once they were sitting in their ashram and suddenly they saw one Jyoti. One Agni walking towards them. Then said, they were wondering, who is this? What is this Agni walking towards us? Akka Gola. When they saw Markandey Muni, he came to their ashram. Right? And then they all offered obeisances and all. And then Yudhishthira Maharaj started lamenting, like this, I've lost my kingdom, this and that. Then Markandey Rishi, he was actually slightly smiling. So Yudhishthira Maharaj was very surprised that, my dear Maharshi, everybody comes and consoles us. They also cry along with us, when I narrate my troubles. But you are sitting here and smiling. What is the reason? He said, actually, when I am hearing all your lamentations, I remembered one more story, and then I was thinking, history repeated itself. Oh, what is that? So, Bhagavan Lord Ramchandra also had gone through all these troubles only. Then he said, there is one big difference between you and Lord Ramchandra. I said, what is that? Lord Ramchandra, they were four brothers. Right? Only one brother accompanied. You have four brothers, all, and your entire family is with you. That way you are very lucky. Right? That way you are very lucky. Like that. So then he said, don't worry. He was also exiled to the forest. But later on he came back and became a king. In the same way, I am foreseeing that you also will become a king again and establish Dharma. Like that. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj asked, please narrate the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra. The uniqueness of Ramayana is each and every Purana, it is so important, Lord Ramchandra's pastime. That if you see in all 18 Puranas, Devi Bhagavatam also, every, Mahabharata, in all Bhagavatam, there is a mention of Ramayana. Right? So in Mahabharata also, it is Anu Ramayana, like that. So, Then Bhimsen was saying, मुझे कथा नहीं सुनना है, कथा करना है. Means I don't want to hear, I want to do some action. Because, you know, so that they can tell about, talk about my activities. Like that Markandeya Rishi said, please wait. Right? Then he started narrating Lord Ramchandra's pastimes. Right? Then, including all the Pandavas, including Bhimsen and Draupadi, they became so immersed. Right? So, there is one very important verse from 3rd canto, 25th chapter. Matashraya katham rishta, shunvanti katayanti cha. You know? Tapanti trividastapa, naitan madgata chetasa. This 25th chapter, you remember this verse. Prabhupada wrote very beautiful purport, saying that these karmis, they are always in anxiety because they think about all material activities. But the devotees, they are always in bliss because they are always thinking about Krishna's pastimes. Right? So, Lord Kapila is saying, Matashraya Katam Rishta, you know, is taking shelter of me. You know, they always hear about me. Shunvanti Katayanti Cha. Either they are talking about me or they are speaking about me. Such people, Tapanti Trividastapa, these threefold miseries, they fly away for such people because Naitan Madgata Chetasa, they are always absorbed like that. So this verse is very important, you know, Machita Madgata Prana, Bodhayanta Parasparam, Tatayantascha Mahamnityam, Tushyanticha Ramanchita, Ramanticha. Then Teshan Satati Yuktanam, Bhajatam Preeti Purvakam, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam, Kenamam Upyandite. So Prabhupada wrote very beautiful purport for this verse. So Prabhupada says that Buddhi Yoga, Buddhi means intelligence, Yoga means mystic activities or mystic elevation. Right? Mystic elevation. So one who knows the goal, that Krishna is the goal, and then he performs devotion service, to get out of this material world, that is called Buddhi Yoga. Right? Prabhupada writes very nicely that one who knows that Krishna is the goal, but addicted to fruitive activities and performs those fruitive activities, that is called Karma Yoga. One who knows Krishna is the goal, but interested in the analyzing. But one who knows that Krishna is the goal and performs devotional service 24 hours, that is, he is called Bhakti Yogi. Prabhupada says, for such a devotee, somebody may be initiated by a spiritual master, or somebody may be attached to the organization, spiritual organization. If he is not intelligent enough to take advantage of these two, spiritual master and the organization, spiritual organization, provided if he is engaged in Krishna's service with love, 24 hours, Krishna personally comes and gives knowledge to that person. Kesham Satati Yuktana Bhajatam Preeti Purvakam. So this Preeti is very important. Krishna consciousness, this love is very important. That is why Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prayachati. So here Krishna is saying that if somebody offers me with love, right? What is that? Patram means leaf. Pushpam, flower. Patram, pushpam. Phalam, fruit. Toyam, water. If you see, Krishna is not Bengali. Right? But he is saying, you know, Bengalis, they say, Jalkabo. Right? They eat water. Right? But here Krishna has become a Bengali. He is saying that I eat water. And not only that, Krishna Jagar says that he is so much in ecstasy speaking these words that who eats flower, you know? Right? You can understand patta and fruit they can eat. But who will eat flower? But Krishna is so much in ecstasy speaking these words, saying that no, I eat patta. I eat fruit, I eat flower also, and then I become a Bengali, saying I eat water also. So, here two times it came, you know, love. So, that Preeti is very important. Right? That Preeti we can develop by reading about Prabhupada, you know, how much love he has got. Right? So actually, on the day when Jayadrath has to be killed, Arjuna was very ferocious, you know, fighting a very huge, ferocious battle, and then everybody is getting defeated. And Duryodhan was very disturbed. If Arjuna goes on like this, before Jayadrath dies, all of us also have to die. He is such a ferocious mood like that. Then he came, went running to Dronacharya. So, Gurudev, you do something. You know, you please stop. Today I cannot stop Arjuna. Then Duryodhan said, if you don't stop him, he will come and kill Jayadrath. Dronacharya said, it is not my, I am not a, you know, Angarakshak of Jayadrath. I am not a bodyguard of Jayadrath. You know, you take care. You know, I am protector of entire Kaurav Sena. I have to be here. You know, otherwise he will finish off entire Kaurav Sena today itself. Then he said, why didn't you? I said, okay, I will do one thing. I am sending you. You actually, stop Arjuna. You know, because Amesha Dinga Marte Rehta, na? Like that. No, Gurudev, you must be joking. Dronacharya said, no, I am not joking. Today, usually in general only we cannot face Arjuna. Today even Indra also cannot face Arjuna. He is such a bad mood. He is so angry. No. Dronacharya said, don't worry. I will give you one, Raksha Mantra. I will chant some mantra and nobody knows, answer to this Raksha Mantra, right? Then you go and face Arjuna. Then he sat down, did Achaman, then he chanted some mantra. You know, there is yantras, Raksha Mantras. So he chanted and then like Narayan Kavacha, he gave some Kavacha. That Duryodhan came running, hey, Arjuna, come and fight with me. Then all the Kaurav Sena, they are very disturbed. Rajkumar, you are jumping into a well, purposefully into the fire, don't go. Then Duryodhana said, stop Arjuna, face me, like that. Arjuna is very, very powerful in three ways. He is so capable of releasing arrows so fast that the opponent will not have time to even answer. So fast. And then he is known as Savyasachi. Savyasachi means with the both the hands he can release the arrows. And then he has so many Divyastras. Like that. So Arjuna started releasing so many arrows very fast, one after another. And Duryodhana simply sat there, standing there and laughing. And then all the Kaurasena became very enthusiastic. Said, wow, what is happening? Like that. Arjuna released arrows, so many arrows, and then every arrow was falling, touching the body of Duryodhana and falling off. Then Krishna sat there and smiling. I said, Arjuna, kya ho gaya aaj? Right? Your arrows, they are not showing any effect. Then Arjuna withdrew himself. Then he thought, there is something going fishy. Then he meditated. I said, I think, this fellow, Duryodhan, he cannot stand before me even for 1 minute. That means he stood there for so long. That means, my Gurudev must have blessed him. Then he meditated, then he came to know he had given him some kavacha. Like that. He had given him some kavacha. Then, that time, devotee, Tesham Satatyuktanam, Bhajatam Priti Purukam, because Arjuna is dedicated to serve Krishna, So Krishna, even though he did not speak, sitting in his heart, he gave him intelligence what to do. Right? Then Arjuna said, this kavacha covers the entire body from head to the toe. But there is some loophole in that, the fingers are not covered. The edges of the fingers are not covered. I will attack. Like that, he took 10 arrows, right? He took 10 arrows and then simultaneously released those 10 arrows in such a way that Duryodhana's fingers are, injured very badly and then blood started coming out. Then Duryodhana ran away. So Arjuna said, Abhi, tumko marne ka nahi, abhi, mera, Bhimsen marega na, tumko. That's why Duryodhana ran away like that. So, actually at every time, you know, Krishna was giving him guidance. Right? Buddhi Yogam. Right? Buddhi Yogam. Like that, actually when we are engaged in Krishna's service, right? Actually, from within our heart, you know, Krishna gives that intelligence. That's why Prabhupada said, I meet so many big scholars. You know, I'm not such a big, you know, scientist or anything. But I defeat them. Right? Yasmin vijnatam sarve, evam vijnatam bhavati. Because Krishna, gives me intelligence to defeat these scholars. Then sometimes I call them, you are a rascal. Yeah? Dr. Benford, Prabhupada called him, you are a rascal. And then Prabhupada says, they agree. They agree. So this actually, we don't have to do anything. Somehow we have to develop that love for Krishna. You know, not that, you know, the temple commander is telling, so that is why I come for Mangalarti. You know, temple commander is telling, so I come for Bhagavatam class. No, this won't help, right? So, Prabhupada says in the beginning, by the order of the spiritual master, you come, you do all these things. But after that, we should develop attraction. No, today what Krishna must be wearing, I want to see. Right? So like that. The entire devotional service, you know, that established by Prabhupada, is so transcendental. Right? So, in one Purana it is said that Prabhupada told Jayavardhak Maharaj, you know the effect, this power of this ganti in the pujari's hands? You know, this ganti is so powerful. It is more powerful than nuclear bomb. You know, if you drop a nuclear bomb, your body may be destroyed, but your anarthas will not be destroyed. But this ganti, in one Purana it is given, that sarva vadyomai ganta means there are 18 kinds of vadyas, veena, mridanga, kartal, you know, sitar, like that, you know. Like that, there are 18. If you don't know any of these things, no problem. If you can ring the bell, you know, if you can ring the bell in the temple or hear the ringing of the bell every day, right? That is enough. You like that. So so we should have that, bhava. I will go and hear Bhagavatam. You know, today I will, you know, read Bhagavatam. Like that. So with love, then tesham evan kampartam aham ajnanajam tamaha nashayami atma bhavasto, you know, jnanadipen bhashvata. So Prabhupada writes, such people, you know, I give such knowledge, such jnana, which is nirguna. Out of that nirguna also, very special knowledge I give because they are doing devotional service. Because of that, you know, I enter in the core of their intelligence and destroy the darkness so that they will come back to me. Like that. So, somebody who understands these four verses, you know, they have understood the essence of Bhagavad Gita and they will engage in Krishna's service with great love and affection. That is why this Chatushluki Bhagavad Gita is very important. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ra, Hare Ra, Ra Ra, Hare Hare. Any questions? Yes? Who is this? Senajit.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Prabhuji, you says, Prabhupada says, one who dresses the Lord, and simply by doing and dressing the Lord, he can get the same result of reading of the four Vedas. So, it may be correct, but...
It is correct.
Okay, it is correct. But can you give me a practical example from Vedic scripture, who dresses the Lord and reveal all the Vedic mantras in his heart? Have any example, practical example?
What is that? See, yeah, he may not be reciting Vedic mantras, Anybody, if somebody reads a particular, just like yesterday I was reading Dhruva Maharaj Charitra. So the Phalashruti was there. That if anybody reads Dhruva Maharaj Charitra, whatever Dhruva Maharaj has achieved, you can also achieve. That means you will go back home, back to Godhead. If somebody simply hears Dhruva Charitra, like that, there is Garuda Chayanam. There is one sacrifice called Garuda Chayanam. So, if somebody, if by doing this Garuda Chayanam sacrifice, you get a certain result. Right? So, if somebody, dresses the deities, he will get the result of that performing that sacrifice. So, you get the result of, there is a great benefit. Phalashruti is there. If somebody reads so and so section of Vedas, you get this benefit. But mantra, so simply by reading, by dressing the deities, you get that benefit.
One time in Calcutta temple, so Srila Prabhupada was addressing the devotees, and he asked the disciples, what is the duty of the spiritual master and what is the duty of the disciple? Right? So various disciples answered differently. Then Srila Prabhupada himself gave the answer. He said, the duty of the spiritual master is to serve Krishna, and the duty of the disciple is to assist the spiritual master in his service to Krishna. And then Srila Prabhupada quoted the verse. He wants evidence, right? Shri Vigrahara Dana Nitya Nana Shringara Tanman Dira Manjanado Yuttasya Bhaktam Sani Instopi Navande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. That's, he wants evidence. So we should know that we are not, even if you quote, Dhruva Charita and so forth, that is a process to become purified to get a particular result. But when we worship the deity, it is not a process to become purified to get a particular result. That is the result itself. The activity itself is non-different from the process in terms of the result. So he wants some evidence, and every morning he thinks that he should know this is evidence.
Okay, clear? Thank you, Maharaj. Yeah? Time ho gaya. Bolo?
प्रभुजी दुर्वासा मुनि भगवान भगवत गीता में कहते हैं कि जो मेरा धाम आ जाता है वापस लौट के नहीं जाता है. भगवान बोलते हैं भगवत गीता में कि जो मेरा धाम आ जाता है वापस, फिर वापस नहीं जाता है. तो दुर्वासा मुनि वहाँ गया वैकुंठ में, फिर वापस क्यों आ गए?
दुर्वासा मुनि पता नहीं whether he completely entered the Vaikuntha. Because in third canto Bhagavatam, Prabhupada says about Kumaras, that entire pastime has happened outside Vaikuntha, means at the door, not inside Vaikuntha. So they never went to inside Vaikuntha, because Lord Narayana came, outside. But I don't know about Durvasa Muni whether he went inside or not. And then he is not interested to go also, no? Vaikuntha.
Prabhupada also gave this answer. Prabhupada said that many people come into our temple.
Pardon what?
Many people come for darshan. But they come with different desires. So Durvasa Muni had a different desire, not to enter Vaikuntha. you know, his desire was he was being chased by Sudarshan Chakra.
Yeah.
And Prabhupada used to say that, you know, sometimes devotees, sometimes people come, general people, they come into Vaikuntha. This is Vaikuntha. But then they leave and they don't come back. So you get atheists coming, you get Mayavadis coming, you get people with material desires coming. And Srila Prabhupada gave the example that somebody may go to Balaji in Tirupati to fulfill a material desire. And they see Balaji. And then the material desire is fulfilled. And then they go after 1 year again to thank Balaji that the material desire is fulfilled, and then they don't go anymore. Yeah. Prabhupada also gave the example that sometimes somebody may join ISKCON. They live in Vaikuntha, but actually they are not in Vaikuntha because they may come here for sense gratification, come here for money, come here for position, power, politics. When they get it, then they leave. Yeah. And Srila Prabhupada quoted Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He said that, you know, these Babajis, some of them, not all of them, some of them were living in Radhakund. Prabhupada said they're living in Narakakund. Yeah. Not Radhakund. So, it's like that. You know, Durvasa Muni went there, but it's not that. You know, he went with a different consciousness. Okay?
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Grandra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki.